Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Elhamdülillah. Elhamdülillahi nestaînuhu ve nestağfiruhu. Ve na'ûzu billahi min şurûri enfusina ve min seyyiâti a'mâlinâ. Men yehdihillahu fela mudille lehu ve men yudlilhu fela hâdiye lehu. Ve neşhedü en la ilâhe illallah vahdehu la şerîke lehu. ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا ودائيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: الصحابي كالنجوم. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: عليكم بالسنة وسنة خلفاء الراشدين المهديين. او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. My respected listeners, with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are now on lesson number 26, discussing what a Muslim has to believe in so that we conform to the Ahle Sunnat wal Jamaat. In lesson number 25, we explain the ayat wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to obey Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and if there is a disagreement, then we follow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we refer the matter back to Allah and back to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because Allah is beyond question, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is innocent, and the ulil amr and those who are in authority amongst you, they are not beyond question and they are not innocent. Anbiya, prophets are innocent. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is masoom, innocent. Sahaba ikram radiyallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, they are mahfuz, protected from sin. And it is because of this that when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when he became khalif, when the people around him began to call him Khalifatullah, then he said no, that he is Khalifatul Rasul, that he is the Khalif, he is the deputy of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Khalifatullah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was called Khalifatul Rasul because he was with Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the second of the two in the cave. When he came to the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and subsequently, then the title of Amirul Mu'mineen was used, the leader of the faithful or the leader of the Muslims was used. Why? Because Khalifatullah, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is masoom, he is innocent. Khalifatul Rasul, Sahaba Ikram, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is mahfuz, he is jannati, and he is righteous, he is pious, he is deserving and worthy, most worthy of being the first Khalifa of Islam. Khalifatu Sani, the second Khalif, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Amirul Mu'mineen, he is fully deserving and worthy of being the second Khalif. Similarly, Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Usman, he is most deserving to be the third Khalif, and Amirul Mu'mineen Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is most deserving to be the fourth Khalif in Islam. But the ayat I have recited in today's lesson is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning five qualities of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I would like to discuss the fifth quality mentioned in the ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhan nabi, inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that definitely, O nabi, surely, O nabi, We have sent you as a shahid, as a witness, as a mubashir, as one who is giving glad tidings, as a nazir, as a one who is warning. And shahid, witness, means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was delivering the message of Islam, when he was delivering the message of Tawheed, he was a witness whilst delivering the message of Islam. And the other commentary is that on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah will ask Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that did he deliver the message, then he again, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will be a witness that he has verily, definitely delivered the message. Third meaning of Shahid is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, together with the Sahaba, will be witnesses against the other mankind upon whom various other Anbiya came. Those people, for example, the people of Nuh, will deny that Nuh alayhi salam came to them. And Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam will be called to produce a witness. Then Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Sahaba will be witness, companions will be witness, that the people of Nuh received and were sent unto them Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam. Why? The proof will be the Quran Kareem, because Quran Kareem mentioned that the people of Nuh, upon the people of Nuh alayhi salam, Hazrat Nuh alayhi salam was sent. So the Quran will be the proof, and Sahaba and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be witness. Another quality mentioned in the ayat, وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam calls towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a light. Now what type of a light? We witness around us, there are various types of lights and various forms of light. One light is, for example, a pen light, torch, battery, which gives off light. But you are only able to see where the light falls. And the torch, with the use of the battery, gives off that light. But this is not equivalent to Sirajam Munira. Sirajam Munira is a different type of light. Then we have a very powerful torch that gives off light. That also is not Sirajam Munira. Then we have in our homes and factories and businesses fluorescent tubes and lights. They are giving off lights. They are giving off light, but they are not equal, and these are not equal to Sirajam Munira. Then we have generators, and we have powerhouses generating light and producing light. But this again does not refer to Sirajam Munira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about some other light here. Now when we look around at the cosmos, and we look around at the universe and the galaxy, then we look and find there are stars, and we find that there is the moon, and we find the sun. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, As-sahabi kal-nujum, Sahabas are like the stars. Whomsoever you follow, you will be rightly guided. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in another hadith, the meaning of it is, wherever Sahaba are buried, on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of resurrection, when Sahaba come out of the grave, they will be like beacons of light. They will be like beacons of light. Then it is our belief that because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of his being Sirajam Munira, and because he was giving off the spiritual rays, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the companions of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when they sat in the condition of Iman near Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they were spiritually boosted to such an extent that they became walis and saints immediately, and they reached the stage of ihsan, that is to worship Allah as if to say you see him, or to worship Allah fully well knowing that Allah is watching us. Sahaba immediately reach that stage. And you and I know the definition of a Sahabi, a companion of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is one, he or she, that person who sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or saw Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the era of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the state of Iman, and passed away, died in the state of Iman. So when we make this definition, then the blind Sahaba, male and female, who did not physically see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam but sat in his company, are also classified as Sahaba. And those who had eyesight, Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab, Shayba, Uqba, who did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the condition of Iman, did not die as Sahaba. Now, my respected listeners, if we look at the moon giving off light, then we know fully well that the moon does not have the light of its own. It is in fact reflecting the light which has been cast upon it by the sun. The moon is like a reflector. So the moon does not produce light, it reflects light. It does not have its own light. So the moonlight, the rays, the beams of the moon, does not equal to, or it is not, Sirajam Munira. Now the stars. These stars, we have been informed that they are actually broken off pieces of the sun. The sun, when it breaks off a piece, then it produces a star. That means the star is giving off light. And when the star cools down, it becomes a planet. That is why when we were studying, they told us there are 9 planets. Now they say there are more than 9 planets. The reason is simple. The stars that have cooled down, the huge ones, have been now classified as planets. But the star is not producing light perpetually. And it is not equivalent to Sirajam Munira. Now the closest to Sirajam Munira is the sun. The sun is like a fireball, and the sun is producing light. But even the sun, it is producing light, generating light, it does not equal to Sirajam Munira. What is Sirajam Munira then? Sirajam Munira is a quality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is giving off spiritual rays. He is producing spiritual rays. He is giving off spiritual dynamic rays. These rays are falling upon the Sahaba, the companions of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Sahaba has become stars. Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, As-Sahabi kal-Nujum, Sahabas are like the stars. So, the sun, when it falls upon us, we do not become stars. When the sun falls upon the objects on earth, they do not become stars. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the spiritual rays emanating from him fall upon the hearts of the Sahaba companions become stars. That's why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, As-Sahabi kal-Nujum, Sahabas are like the stars, whomsoever you follow, you will be rightly guided. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I mentioned to you, said, now we understand it very easily, that on the day of judgment, when the Sahaba stand up, in whichever country they stand up, they will stand up like beacons of light. Why? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Sirajam Munira. He is the one who is producing this light, and he is one emanating this light. And this light, the spiritual light, the spiritual rays are following upon the Sahaba, and the Sahaba are becoming stars. To understand this, on a winter night, or a winter day at least, when we stand in the sunlight and enjoy the pleasure of the sun rays, then we feel the sun is penetrating our whole body. We feel the sun is penetrating the cells of the body. We feel comfortable. We enjoy standing in the sunlight of the winter. But in the summer, we want to be in the shade. But I am talking about the sun rays in the winter. How we enjoy that sunlight, how we take benefit from the sunlight, and how we feel the sunlight penetrating each limb of ours, each part of ours, each cell of ours. Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in, when they sat in the company of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the spiritual rays of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he is Sirajam Munira, they fell upon the Sahaba and they enriched spiritually the Sahaba, they boosted spiritually the Sahaba, and the Sahabas became saints immediately, and they became of that status that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is happy with them. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Sirajam Munira. And what he has produced? Ulaika humul muflihun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the Sahaba that they are ulaika humul muflihun, they are the successful ones. Why? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Sirajam Munira. In another place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba, they are ulaika humul rashidun, they are the rightly guided ones. Why they are the rightly guided ones? Why are they pious ones? Why they are the righteous ones? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Sirajam Munira. Another place in the Quran al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks of the Sahaba and says, radiyallahu an wa radu an. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with them and they are happy with Allah? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Sirajam Munira. He is the one giving of the spiritual rays, and the spiritual rays, they are boosting the qualities, the spiritual qualities of the Sahaba. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has got thousands of beautiful qualities, excellent qualities. Ulama have written that the good qualities and the qualities of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, they are excellent. But every Nabi had one outstanding or more qualities in him. The outstanding attributes and qualities of the previous prophets are found in Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam has got thousands of excellent qualities. Now if we want to see the bodily personification of truthfulness of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's extremely truthful, he's extremely honest, he's extremely trustworthy. But we want to see and study in detail also the qualities of truthfulness of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we want to see the bodily personification of this quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we find it in the life of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. If we want to see the bodily personification of justice of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we want to see the bodily personification of haya, modesty, shyness, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we want to see the bodily personification of valor and courage, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Why? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Sirajam Munira. He is generating qualities into the Sahaba. He is generating spiritual qualities into the Sahaba. If we want to see the quality of Sufism, seclusion in the form of bodily personification, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we want to see the bodily personification of the recitation quality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the qiraat quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Zayd ibn Sabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we want to see the bodily personification of patience, firmness, steadfastness that we see it in the life of Hazrat Bilal and Hazrat Sumaya radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. If we want to see the bodily personification of tafsir of Quran, interpretation of Quran, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhum. If we want to see the bodily personification of how and what was the quality of the military nature of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid and Hazrat Saad ibn Abi Waqas radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. If we want to see the life and the quality of jurisprudence, the bodily personification of it, then we see it in the life of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Masood, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas, Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. Why? Because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is Sirajam Munira, and Sahaba, they are the stars, as Sahabi ka Nujum. So from this we learn that we have to love the Sahaba, honor the Sahaba, protect the Sahaba, defend the Sahaba. And we also learn the status of Allah's Nabi. That is why Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith, which means that if you love the Sahaba, you love me. If you love me, you love Allah. In another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if you hate the Sahaba, you hate me. If you hate me, you hate Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, another hadith has stated, that if you deny the Sahaba, you deny me. You deny me, you deny Allah. Another hadith, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, if you belie the Sahaba, you belie me. If you belie me, you belie Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Nabi has stated that just as salt adds relish to the food, Sahaba, companions, add relish to the deen of Islam. Now it is very logical that if we love the Sahaba, we love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we love Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we love Allah. Why? Because Allah appointed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and chose the Sahaba. So if we say we do not like the Sahaba, we are questioning the quality of Sirajam Munira, and this quality of Sirajam Munira has been given to Allah's Rasul by Allah, He Himself. So if we deny the Sahaba, reject the Sahaba, or hate the Sahaba, or belie the Sahaba, we are questioning the tutorship and the quality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as being Sirajam Munira. And when we question that, it tantamounts to that we are questioning the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who divinely appointed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as Sirajam Munira. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to understand the deen of Islam, and also to love and to respect, to honor, to defend the Sahaba, the status of them and their position. Together with that, we have to love and defend with our lives the honor and the status of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.